Chapter 7. Then her companions began noticing and commenting on the attractiveness of her person. The daughters of Jerusalem. How beautiful are your feet in sandals, O queenly maiden! Your rounded limbs are like jeweled chains, the work of a master's hand. Verse 2. Your body is like a round goblet, in which no mixed wine is wanting. Your abdomen is like a heap of wheat, set about with lilies. Verse 3. Your bosom is like two fawns, the twins of a gazelle. Verse 4. Your neck is like a tower of ivory, your eyes as the pools of Hesbon, by the gate of Bethrabim, your nose is like the tower of Lebanon, which looks toward Damascus. Verse 5. Your head crowns you like Mount Carmel, and the hair of your head like purple. Then seeing the king watching the girl with absorbed admiration, the speaker added, the king is held captive in its tresses. Verse 6. The king came forward, as if to take the Shulamite in his arms, saying, Solomon, how fair and how pleasant you are, O love for delights. Verse 7. This your stature is like to a palm tree, and your bosom to its clusters of dates. Verse 8. I resolve I will climb the palm tree, I will grasp its branches. Let your breasts be as clusters of the grapevine, and the scent of your breath like apples. Verse 9. And your kisses like the best wine, that goes down smoothly and sweetly. The Shulamite. For my beloved shepherd, kisses gliding over his lips while he sleeps. Verse 10. With a dignity which repulsed the ardent king, and kept him at a distance, the splendid creature had made herself mistress of the situation. With a finality which showed Solomon the futility of longer detaining her, and with an exaltation of spirit which shamed the sensuous king and his consorts to silence, she proudly said, The Shulamite. I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. John 10:28. Verse 11. The Shulamite, not slow to recognize that the hour of her release had come, at once sent word to her wonderful shepherd that she was free to marry him. She said, The Shulamite. Come, my beloved. Let us go forth into the field, let us lodge in the villages. Luke 14:33. Verse 12. Let us go out early to the vineyards, and see whether the wines have budded, whether the grape blossoms have opened, and the pomegranates are in bloom. There I will give you, my love. Verse 13. The mandrakes give forth fragrance, and over our doors are all manner of choice fruits, new and old, which I have laid up for you, O my beloved.